Many believers think about the demonic when they hear about the gift of discerning of spirits, but my guest had a visitation from Jesus who taught him there were seven purposes for discernment of spirits, some you have never heard about. Some will be imparted to you and will change your destiny. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Go and flow. My guest, DeMonte Edmonds, was raised traditional Southern Baptist. Then the supernatural took over. DeMonte, tell me about the four-hour vision you had.
Yes, so I was around 7 years old. I was laying in my bed and something was just different about this particular night. I couldn't go to sleep. I was very restless. And there was an unusual atmosphere in my bedroom. And then suddenly I heard my name audibly. And I got spooked. I got scared because I didn't know what was taking place. And I discerned and saw for half a second an angel standing by the side of the bed. And I couldn't look at the angel anymore because it was like an atmosphere of the fear of the Lord. And then suddenly it's like this light shot from heaven. And when it hit me, I left out of my body and I began to go into these visions. I began to go into these supernatural encounters where I was seeing things that was taking place in the earth. I was seeing things that were taking place in the future. And then I would come back into my body and it was like the angel would still be there. I was afraid to turn over and look and like the presence of God would be there. I would fall into sleep and then have these dreams. Then I'll be waking back up. The light would hit me again and the light would cause my body to almost like vibrate. And then I would be just translated out into the realm of the spirit, and I would see things that was taking place in the future. For instance, I saw the Berlin Wall before it fell. And when I saw it on TV, I was a little kid, but I remember I just started crying in the living room because it's like I knew that this was something the Lord wanted to take place and happen. I remember rejoicing with those individuals and people when I saw it on the news as a little kid because that was one of the things that I saw and I didn't understand what it was.
Of course, you'd have no paradigm for it, but that was at 7, and then what happened at 10?
At 10, my family went through a really rough season. My parents separated. There was a lot of turmoil and chaos in our family dynamic. And so my mother and I were displaced. We had to live with my uncle. And I began to up my prayer life. I began to spend more time just seeking the Lord, talking to the Lord, because it was a lot of anxiety that was there. And one night, unexpected, this presence permeates the bedroom, and the Lord Jesus walks in. And every word for him went shot through my body. Every cell came alive. Every molecule came alive. And then I jumped out of the bed and I began to beg the Lord. Lord, I know it's you, but please don't do this. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. It just caught me off guard. And he came back a second time and he spoke some words to me and spoke to me about my future. And then a peace came over me and I fell into a deep sleep.
But then at 17, what happened?
At 17, one Sunday, I didn't go to church a lot. I went infrequently at that particular time. I was pretty backslidden. But I felt to go to church this Sunday, and I called my friend George. I said, you want to go with me to church? And so we go to this particular church. And as we're sitting in the service, the pastor stops. It's a Baptist church, conservative church. And the pastor says, the Lord's just spoken to me a word, and I'm going to do something different today that I normally don't do. And we looked at each other, because we never heard the pastor stop and say, God spoke to him live in an action right there in the service. He says, there's a woman, you're over 80 years old, you've been in church your whole life, you've served in ministry, but you've never had a real salvation experience, and your time is about to end on the earth, and Jesus is giving you one more opportunity to know him and to have a trip to heaven as you transition. And then the lights went out in the building. And so George and I look at each other. We were like, oh, this is getting real. This is not the church service we're used to. And this lady that's like almost 90 years old comes to the altar. She confesses and she gets saved. And I remember I left with such conviction upon me because that day it felt like God was really in the house.
And then in your early 20s, you went to a Pentecostal church.
Yes, I was watching television one day. And the Lord told me, go and visit that church. It was something different about the preacher. There was like I didn't know about the anointing, but just something different. He had more weight, more authority. He seemed more authentic. And so I visited this small church. I had to drive an hour to go to the church. And when I pulled up, there was like the enemy fighting me to turn away, to walk away, to not step into this church. When I walked in, it was a different presence, just something different. I could feel God's presence. And they were prophesying. They were speaking in tongues. I heard about speaking in tongues in documentaries. I heard about it in books. I had never seen it. And they were giving messages in tongues and interpretations. And I felt very uncomfortable. I felt a little antsy, but I felt like it was really God, and I was intrigued by the supernatural things taking place. And so being in that service, it just stirred up a desire to know more about God, to experience more of God, and to be one of those people that really operated in the gifts of the Spirit and flowed in the things of the Spirit. And so that was a transitional point for my life.
And you got filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes, yes. Actually, I got filled with the Holy Spirit in that church service. I sought the Lord for over a year to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, some people, they get it instantly. They get it automatically. The first time they pray for it, the first time they ask for it, God hits them with it. But God allowed me to seek a little bit longer. I believe He wanted me to press. I believe that He wanted me to have a real pursuit for it and an appreciation for it. And I was filled with the Holy Ghost at the altar. It came out like a mighty rushing river.
And you started being mentored in the gifts of the Spirit?
Well, I began, my pastors and people I was around, I began to watch them operate in healing, discerning of spirits, prophecy, all different types of gifts. And then the Lord says, I'm surrounding you with prophets. I said, Lord, I don't know any prophets. But within 4 months, all of a sudden, it was this circle of prophets and prophetic people that the Lord put me in the company and put me in association with them. And He began to just stir up more of the prophetic ministry and seeing and hearing from the Lord during that season.
Now, you sound like from a young kid, you could hear God's voice pretty clearly.
Yes, yes.
That's a gift.
Yes, but it was spread apart. It wasn't all the time. I think it increased as I began to read the Word in my teenage years. And there was a particular street that I used to hang on where there was a lot of drug activity, there was a lot of gang activity, a lot of crime and debauchery. And the Lord would actually speak to me, go home. And when I would go home, someone would get arrested, something would happen bad. And so I used to hear the Lord in those times, especially when there was warnings where the Lord didn't want me to get caught up in bad situations.
And then how did you become a pastor?
Well, I was attending a church, and God was using me to minister to people to bring healing and deliverance. And I really felt like He wanted to do it at a greater level. And then the Lord spoke to me and says, your time to pastor. It's your time to plant a church. And we planted a church. And when we planted the church, the Lord said, I want this to be a supernatural church. I want this to be a place where people come and experience my presence, experience my glory, and there's healings and miracles. And so we became kind of the oddball church at the time. We were one of the first churches to really pioneer in the supernatural dimension. We have so many manifestations and things that took place in those services.
And you began to teach on subjects like discerning of spirits. And one day you had a visitation from the Lord correcting you.
I was in Eastern Europe and I was ministering to leaders there in Eastern Europe. And that night, the Lord appeared to me in a night vision and He said to me, now you've taught that discerning of spirits has four dimensions to it. But I'm here to tell you that there's seven dimensions and you've been teaching it wrong. And then, and automatically, you know, this rebuke directly from the Lord, I'm like, I'm in trouble, but I'm going to teach it right, whatever He tells me. And this download comes from heaven. It's like the Lord's mouth is not moving, but I'm hearing and receiving everything concerning discerning of spirits that He wants to impart to me. And it's supernaturally downloaded into my life and into my heart. A few years later, He told me to write the book, Discerning of Spirits.
Tell us one demonic experience that you discerned.
One of the first that stands out to me, I was ministering a healing line, praying for people that needed physical healing. There was a woman, she had issues with her stomach, issues with her digestive system, issues with just different things going on with her stomach, inflammation. And I'm praying for her, and I feel the anointing come back into my hand. The anointing was touching everyone, but with her, it was just coming back to me. And I said, Lord, what's happening? And He opened my eyes through the gift of discerning of spirits. And I saw a small demonic spirit lodged in her stomach. And I knew that I didn't need to pray for healing. I needed to pray for deliverance and rebuke that spirit and command it to leave. When I did that, she felt the anointing hit her. And she said all the stomach pain left her instantly.
I'm curious. Have you the ability to look at someone and know whether there's a demon involved in their life?
Many times, yes. Many times I've looked at individuals and I can tell that it's a demonic spirit plaguing their mind. Even with kids, sometimes I've told the parents, you need to pray for that child. There may be something with perversion, and they investigate and find out something happened to the child. Or especially when I travel, I may see something with witchcraft over individuals. Either they're practicing it or it's in their bloodline and it's influencing them. And the Lord will allow me through discerning of spirits and seeing to deal with that type of demonic entity.
When we return, DeMonte is going to tell about a recent meeting where even his kids and many other children were seeing visions of heaven and Jesus, and miracles were breaking out. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Calling all seekers of spiritual revelation from God. Would you like to hear angels singing? Does feeling the presence of angels all around you excite you? DeMonte Edmonds, called the Miracle Man with many signs, wonders, and miracles surrounding him, wants to tell you his miraculous story of a direct visitation from Yeshua Jesus and how that can happen for you too.
I believe the Lord is going to open up your senses and give you a new supernatural awareness of angels that are assigned to protect you, help guide you, to help you overcome pitfalls that the enemy would try to send your way, and you'll be activated into another level in the prophetic realm. We delve into the supernatural dimension of dreams, how to discern false prophets, and the gift of discerning of spirits. It's going to encourage you in your walk to move in this gifting, and it's going to give you a greater understanding that you too can operate in discerning of spirits.
Just go online at sidroth.org/9978 to make your donation of $35 in U.S. funds. Add $10 for shipping and handling. For DeMonte Edmonds' essential book, Discerning of Spirits, Seven Dimensions of Revelation. Also receive his exclusive new 3-CD audio set, Unveiling the Operations of the Invisible World. You cannot get this exclusive CD set anywhere else.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
DeMonte is known as the Miracle Man. Tell us what you've seen.
So the Lord has shown me many creative miracles, many peculiar miracles, and they happen frequently within our ministry and in meetings that we have. And so we've seen limbs grow. We've seen the deaf hear. We've seen supernatural weight loss. We've seen metal disappear from bodies. And we've seen all different types of miracles that the Lord does for His people. Recently, we've been seeing more and more people get out of wheelchairs, off of walkers, and throw their canes away.
Yeah. Okay. Most people emphasize discerning the demonic. I want to hear about discerning what God is up to. Tell us about discerning of angels.
I love angels. I love their activity. They show us that God is with us. Recently, I was in a service, and I saw an angel that was standing over to my side, and he was literally doing like this behind somebody's back. And I knew that before, the Lord would have me deal with the spirit of betrayal, and He would have me pull a knife prophetically out of the person's back. And I said, anyone that's dealing with betrayal, now this is a Methodist church, the largest Methodist, United Methodist church in the country. Anyone that's dealing with betrayal, come to this altar. Like 40 people came. I didn't touch them. I just did what the angel showed me. I've done it before. I just act like I was pulling the knife out, and they just instantly fell on the power of God within half a second. And they were getting delivered from betrayal. And there's been other instances. There's been other instances where I've been in a service and I've heard the angels singing like 100 voices that sounded like one in a choir over the meeting, and you can hear the angelic chorus singing in the atmosphere.
There's another type of discernment that God's taught you about. Discerning, and this one I love, discerning the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, that's my favorite. Many people focus too much on what the devil's doing, but if you know what the devil's doing, you don't know what God's doing, you're going to miss out. And so the Holy Spirit, this gift will help us to know what the Holy Spirit's doing, what He desires to do, how He's moving, whether it's a tongue in interpretation, whether we need to be silent because He wants to do something supernatural, or if He wants the heaven to come down in our midst. So there's times where I discern the Holy Spirit wants everyone just to be quiet. I'll quiet the atmosphere, and then all of a sudden, God just breaks out with these supernatural manifestations. So we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to what God desires to do through Him, because He's always moving, He's always speaking, and He's always active. And the gift of discerning of spirits will help us to discern His activity.
Okay. This one I've never heard of. It had to come from heaven. Discerning the living word, the Bible.
Yes, yes. So that one was amazing. It came from the Lord during that rebuke. And He showed me that there's times when the Holy Spirit breathes life upon a scripture or upon a word that's spoken in faith, and it becomes a living word. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. So discerning of spirits, the words from the Lord can be spirit.
You know what else I love? You love to work with children. Tell me about the recent meeting where your kids had visions.
We were doing our Parousia encounter in Virginia, and on Friday night, I'm giving my testimony of seeing the Lord at age 10, and my wife brings my 7-year-old daughter to the stage, and she says, I saw the Lord standing over there. She had an open vision of the Lord standing, and He told her in the service with almost 2,000 people, He told her, do it. And she began to pray for people. They were getting delivered. They were getting healed. They were getting set free, and they were getting touched by the power of God. Even my own father was touched by my daughter, and he walked off stage without his cane, and he has two false legs. The next day, I was praying for about 25 kids, and the Lord said He was going to fall upon them. And all of a sudden, He fell upon them. Maybe 20 were slain at one time, nobody touching them. Many of them had visions. Many of them saw heaven. But two of my daughters were caught up for over an hour and a half in front of this big crowd, not moving, not twitching, not doing anything. And both saw heaven. Both saw the Lord Jesus. Both experienced these angels that were with the Lord Jesus. And they saw parts of heaven together because they were talking about the same things in heaven that both of them saw.
God said something to your daughter. What did this mean? I'm giving you eagle eyes.
She doesn't know what it means. I'm going to be honest. I got a little bit jealous. The Lord said, I'm giving you eagle eyes. And that means the ability to see in the realm of the Spirit and to see with precision and to see with accuracy and to go into a really deep prophetic place, I believe.
Now, speaking of prophetic place, you are very prophetic. God has shown you what's coming this year. What
yes.
do you see?
One thing that the Lord showed me was that we really need to pray, especially for the body of Christ, that we own property, that we own land, that we own housing. That is something that's even in the Bible. And I shared how big mega conglomerates would try to buy up property and try to manipulate real estate. And the articles have just come out about that. That's one of the things. The second thing that I saw is this year and next year is really will be a time of war. When I say war, I don't necessarily mean physical war, mm-hmm. but we have to war greater than ever with the forces of darkness. And we have to pray that the enemy doesn't prematurely pull us into a third world war.
If you don't know God, you don't have anything. If you know God and all these things happen that DeMonte's prophesying, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. No weapon, none. Say this prayer with me out loud and mean it to the best of your ability. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Against you, and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe Jesus died for my sins. And I ask Jesus to live inside of me. and his blood to remove every one of my mistakes.
And his blood to remove every one of my mistakes.
I'm clean.
I'm clean.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
DeMonte, press in and pray for our viewers.
Yeah, I could literally see someone's leg, almost like a mechanical thing where the bone in your knee is deteriorated. God's bringing healing to that, and you have full mobility of your knee and your leg. And as I was sitting here, the Lord told me to pray for greater glory. Many are prophesying that greater glory is coming. I want to say this, that it's already here in this year. It's already here in this season, and it's only going to increase. So I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you would have an encounter with the glory of God that will change your life, that will give you this just blazing fire and hunger to know the Lord and to experience the Lord and to have a relationship with Him greater than ever before. And I pray that this glory will visit you in your homes, visit you in your car, visit you in the workplace in Jesus' mighty name.
Now, from as a young child, you had dreams.
Yes.
Give us some clues on, number one, how we can have prophetic dreams, and number two, how we can understand it.
So one of the things for prophetic dreams is to simply ask. Just recently, someone told me, they read my book, and they said, I haven't dreamed in a long time. I just realized it when I was reading your book. And they asked the Lord, Lord, give me a prophetic dream tonight. And they said the Lord spoke to them that very night. God is always desiring to speak to us. He's always desiring to communicate His heart and His will and to make Jesus known to His people. And so we simply ask Him, Lord, what is it that you want to speak to me in this season? Maybe I'm missing it as I'm awake. Can you give me a dream with details and give me the understanding? He will not only give you the dream, but He will help you to unpack it. And as well, ask Him, Lord, is there somewhere in Scripture that I can look to match up with my dream? Is there somewhere in Scripture that aligns with the dream? And even in the Word of God, you'll find a Scripture, maybe one you didn't even know, that will speak directly to the dream that He's giving you.
Now, many of my dreams, I have dreams, I don't have a clue what they mean. Can you give me some clues on how to understand the clues?
That's a really good one. I'll tell you what, I've had many, and when I wake up, I said, I know that was you, God. I just don't know what you're trying to say or what you were saying. And I said, the Holy Spirit, help me. And what I do as well, I'll find one or two people that are gifted in the gift of interpretation of dreams, and I'll send them the dream, and I'll get what I can get from the Holy Spirit. But these other prophetic people will help me as well. The Bible says in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So I believe we can lean to the Word, and there's people that's gifted, so I don't have to rack my brains trying to figure it all out. Trusted prophetic people are a blessing.
And if I'm understanding you right, I bump into a lot of people that say, I don't dream. Are you talking about, well, if you don't, ask God? Is that simple?
It's that simple. You know, I have friends that were in other religions, and Jesus appeared to them in dreams. When we discussed, you know, God won her from another religion. And so if you don't dream, just simply ask Him. Now, if it doesn't happen right away, everything in the kingdom works by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Wake up and say, Lord, I thank you. You didn't speak to me this night, but tonight's going to be the night. You're going to give me the best dream I've ever had. If it doesn't happen that night, say, Lord, I'm just ready for this. Woo, I know it's going to be good, Lord. I'm waiting on this dream to hit me from heaven. So by faith, do it by faith. Use your faith. And you know, you can be excited with the Lord. Have an expectancy that He's going to speak. And He speaks in His timing, not our timing. So that's what I tell people. Put your faith on the line, and God is going to answer from heaven.